If someone had money of Meiser Sheni, be Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. And he needs that money, and he needs the money for things that you normally cannot buy with Meiser Sheni money. Meiser Sheni money can be used to purchase food, drink, something to smear yourself with. He needs a shirt. Ula Chaveiroi, and his friend, Peiros, his friend has Peiros Chulin, regular Peiros, not Meiser Sheni Peiros, in Yerushalayim. And the friend wants to do him a favor. So he says, we'll have the Kedusha of your Meiser Sheni money go over onto my Peiros. So how do they do this? Oymelechaver, he should say to his friend, Harei Amoyeseilu, this money, Mechulalin al Peirosecha. The Kedusha of this Meiser Sheni money should go onto your Peiros, so the coins become regular Chulin coins. My friend's Peiros takes on the Kiddusha of Meiser Sheni. The Nimsa, so it turns out, Zeh, the owner of the Peiros, Oichel Peiros HaBitahara. He has to be careful not to eat his Peiros when he's tar, because it's Meiser Sheni. You can't eat it when you're tummy. V'halo, and this other person that had the money that has to buy, let's say, the shirt, Lamashal, Oisitzarchi, Bimi Yosef, he can go buy his shirt or whatever else he needs to buy that you can't normally buy with Meiser Sheni money. Because now it's no longer Meiser Sheni money. It was converted to Chulin. The Kedusha went off the coins onto his friend's payrois. Zakta b'de Mishnah Vayter v'lo yoymer kein li ama oretz ele b'demai. Okay, what's demai? So in case you weren't with us when we learned Masechta's demai or mentioned demai, in other Masechta's demai are payrois that were purchased from an ama oretz. We're not sure he took off all the maestras. Min ha-Torah, when you buy payrois in ama oretz, you're really not mechuyev to take off any more maestras. That's because roiv amaratzim do take off maestras. But Chazal were masakin, because of the few that don't, to take off certain maestras. Demai is considered tevel. Tevel means peiros and no maestras were taken from, but only midrabanan. Midrais is considered good. When you separate maestro sheni from demai, that's called maestro sheni midrabanan, because I'm not really sure that you have to separate maestro sheni. And if I transfer the kiddush of that maestro sheni midrabanan money onto coins, it's also like a suffix Meiser Sheni. So if I have for sure Meiser Sheni money, in other words, I grew these pears in my field, I know for sure no Meiser Sheni was taken from it, I'm the one who took off the Meiser Sheni, it's Vadei Meiser Sheni, for sure you can't give that to an Ama Oretz, he should eat it in Yerushalayim, because most Amaratzim were Tameh, and they weren't careful to eat Meiser Sheni B'Tahar. And to eat Meiser Sheni when you're Tameh, is being over a deoraisa of a be'arti mimenu betame. But by Meiser Sheni shel demai, in other words, this is peiros that I purchased in Ama Oretz, and I separated Meiser Sheni because Chazal say do it just to be safe, that you can give to an Ama Oretz, even though he may eat a betuma. And what I'm relying on is that it's like a double suffix. I don't even know if this is Meiser Sheni, because if the Ama Oretz took off his Meiser Sheni, what I did was just a precaution, but it's not real Meiser Sheni. And let's say the Ama Oretz didn't take off Meiser Sheni, so my Meiser Sheni is real Meiser Sheni. I don't know for sure that the Ama Oretz is going to eat it when he's Tameh. This is called a double suffix, and therefore it's okay. So again, real Meiser Sheni, I cannot give to an Ama Oretz to eat in Yerushalayim, because he may be eating it when he's Tameh. Meiser Sheni of Demai, okay, I could be Mekel. Now, let's say I have coins of for sure Meiser Sheni, meaning to say it's not Demai. I grew these payrois, or I know for a fact no Meisers were taken from it. I'm the one that took off Meiser Sheni. This is real Meiser Sheni. And I transferred the Kedusha of the real Meiser Sheni onto the coins. I would not be able to transfer now in Yerushalayim the Kedusha of those coins onto the payrois of an Ama Oretz. Because how do I know he's going to eat it? His payers become Meiser Sheni payers. How do I know he's going to eat it when he's tar? So this etza that the Mishnah gives us, if I have coins of Meiser Sheni and I want to buy, let's say, a shirt, and I can't do that with coins of Meiser Sheni, so can I transfer it to the payers of my friend? That's only if my friend is a chaver, meaning he's someone who knows he belongs to a select group of people that know the halachis of Tumah V'Tahara. He's not an Ama Oretz. So I can be sure he's going to eat his peiros b'tahara now that his peiros become Meiser Sheni peiros. So that's what our Mishnah means. V'lo yomer ken liyama aretz, if you want to make this deal with your friend that has payers in Yerushalayim, do me a favor, I need to buy a shirt. I can't do it to my Sersheni money. Can I just transfer it over to your payrois? You'll just be careful to eat your payrois b'tahara. You can't do that with an ama aretz, ela b'demai, unless my whole Meiser Sheni is just from Demai, so it's not for sure real Meiser Sheni. So again, chazing over our Mishnah, someone has Meiser Sheni, coins in Yerushalayim. He doesn't have any food or drink now that he needs them for. He needs it for something that you normally can't use Meiser Sheni Peiros for. But his friend has Peiros. He says, do me a favor, let me transfer the Kedusha of my money onto your Peiros. You just make sure to eat it when you're Tahar because it's now Meiser Sheni. That's okay. But if your friend happens to be an Ama Aretz, so you can't do it unless you have Peiros of Demai, which you're not even sure it's 100% Meiser Sheni. Could be Meiser Sheni was taken from it, and you're not 100% sure that the Ama Aretz is going to eat it when he's tummy. So under those circumstances, you can do it as the Mishnah concludes, V'lo yomer ken li Ama Aretz, to transfer my money onto your Peiros, ela b'demai, unless it's Demai.